Hi, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, fine, fine.
But the number that's been calling you, the District of Columbia, which is D.C., I was wondering how you got a D.C. number.
Oh.
Okay. Just later. So we're holding here in the thing for the Zeh Torah Nashama Chazal.
Right.
Let's go slowly here. We saw before that the opinion of a person's nefesh can divide into five chalakim. A chalik that seichel nivdol and chalik seichel nivdol. In other words, two ruchni seichel that are somehow one is more ruchni than the other. And these two have two bases, which are the klikibul, the kalim for these two big levels, and perhaps not all of them. I'll show a few more places where you see that there's five places in a person, and even though the five places, it's not so much love dafkin has to be the way he puts it down. The five places can be any five places that are nefesh ruach neshama chayechida. But Lamaisa, that's the way he puts it down, that he's five. I wanted to give another example for the yanim that he said, because at the heart of which is a little bit different, that there's kalim and chayechim. I want to show to a guy, he says it by four things, like shas, remesh, Remez, Bush, and Soid. The Goyen says that Soid is to Remez as Bush is to Pshat. And I think it means a very similar idiom. Every time when I say something and I then find an oimek in that which was said, like you have Perish of Iksav and Perish of Alper, you have any time there's Bar Chochmah said and there's an Eimek in it, so you have that which was said and then the Eimek Shabbat. Torah is given, the Seder of Perish of Iksav and Perish of Alper is that Perish of Iksav is a people for Perish of Alper. So on the Darga that is Rosh, which is Rosh's, the Yitil Mishnah, the Rosh's Behem, and the whole halacha, it's built on the Kli of Pshat. In the Kli of Pshat, you have different nekudas of that. In Pshat, you have Kli for the Rosh that comes out of it. In the world of Soid, the Kli for Soid is also more able, since Soid itself is more able. So the Kli for Soid is Remez. What you have written Mefurish, just like what Marshall says, that you give over Russia to Prokhit, the Chachmo Mevi Neatmoy, by Maisei Merkava, the world of Soid Bechloyim. The Remez that Soid is, the Kli for Soid is a Remez. But the Gematria that I have, or whatever it is, that the package that I'm bearish, those are all kalim for this Indian that I'm going to expound now. So you have the level of you have a full sentence and a full idea that serves as a platform for the remez, and that's quite for Jewish, and that's quite appropriate, because being that it's the Jewish in the sense that Chazal meant the whole thing, so that it relies on a full sentence in Parish of Iksav. And then you have the Yanim that are a getter of Drush, that are a getter of Sait, their whole basis is simply a remnant. That's the same thing. And the fifth prayer is just a qualistic prayer for the year. Okay, he says, you find that Ha'imel Atiyas Nefesh Chayav Kriyah. Atiyas Nefesh K'moy Tehva Tereh HaKadon Shem Mishra. V'adimyin Azeh K'ateh Yesh L'Chamish L'Chumshe Tereh. V'okineget Zeh Nesham Yesh L'Chamish L'Chamish L'Chamash. So the five, K'moshim Atiyas Nefesh Chayav Kriyah. V'aseh Hamishi Mishne Tereh Kol Mikol. The Sefer HaMishi Mishnah includes everything. There are other places where the Maral says that the Yichud of the fifth Sefer is Mitzad and the Kabul. The truth is that it's the same thing because the Makabul is called Kala. Knesset is so called a Kala, the Lashon Koil, it includes everything. In other words, the Makabel needs to be Makabel and the entire thing together. So, the Lashon Bezacha, the different halakhis, Hatzalah, is how it comes down. But once it comes down to the cave, it comes down to an entirety. So, the Makabel and the fact that it's Koil all together is better than size of the same Matzeah. As far as Eidl will flog me in after the Hamisha, ki Efshu of Hashesef. Rakesh Chodas, and Hashem and Hashem, Kirchim and Hashem, Yishas Adam. Vanyer is a mispashit, Yitishloy, Mitzchalek, Yitzchalek, 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 the Maral himself says about the Musig of Ner, and we spoke about last time, that a ner is not, I mean, the modern Hebrew ner is a candle. Ner is really, the Maral says, it's tuffle. You can't make ner as Hanukkah out of a candle because the tzur of a ner is a kli with something in it. The ner is that little, I don't know if you've ever seen it in the Arab shop, the little Aladdin lamps that they sell, this little ceramic thing that look like Aladdin lamps. That's a ner. The ner is a kli that's to be filled with shemen or be used to be meir. So ner shemishim sodom is also the whole neshama. The guf is a ner for the neshama. The neshama is a ner for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He says in the kriyas haguf he has half and half. Neizer nosna per erech hazocha kafim chamisha shkolim shekach bezvade ele shkolay shemishkolim chamisha. In other words, it's kind of 5 or 50, but that's the right representation of it. The Mr. Hamisha and Kamei Hamisha got Mr. Cotton, Mr. Cotton, Mr. Gadol, not Mr. Gadol, but it's the same Chalukah of 5. And once again, this does not have to show on his chart exactly, just the Clolius that there's 5, but he has interpreted it in the light of his chart. Has an element of kitzurin that she is not she's later more to the yanim of chayme. Ro lekeva liyis be'erech adam azacha shen ein roy ein lekeva liyis be'erech adam azacha shen ekeva chasem azacha kach nechzer lekeva min erech azacha shnayim shkolim yishen ekeva gimel shkolim. I beslay some lekdoila. Ki yesh a shtei akrecha sa krecha sa guf. Ma krecha chamisha yesh pa shtei b'chimis ma shiz baya. But she doesn't have the two more nafshis to be krecha. Lekach lo yedias erech anakei b'tosh yesh lom metano shtei shim lekdoila. Lekach kimsa gam kena eved ashe yesh lo yla eved mishpat ha'isha. Afi yinoyta lachayma. So the number, the key number that you're using is 3 when it comes to the cave or to the Eved, and 5 when it comes to Zohar, because the kudas of Seichel, of the Yichadik of Seichel, those are not present. person's a famous mice. The Kasherah Bechem and Zaki Chamisha Mehoi Loi. Ho Echo Zecha Tchuna Tev Me'at Moi. They take a little Chamish Chalak in the bottom. Ho Lekacha Yimoyne Shvach. But they used to work Moshe Shalim. The Avala Meimu Hu Magit Shvach. What's the Pshat Moyne Shvach? If I go around the room, I describe each person Mila. Teres is, it's not, Moina means I have two steps. For instance, I have a wad of money, I count it out. I know that I'm supposed to have, like 16 pieces of my chest set, I count out to see if I have 16 pieces of my chest set. The over here also, there is a certain amount of preset milas. Those are fine. And he counted those milas in his Talmidim. Now, if he was minus Shvachim, he had these five milas and he counted them out amongst his Talmidim rather than taking his Talmidim and saying, ah, there's so many wonderful, there are 25 milas, my Talmidim have five milas. It wasn't that way. He was counting out the milas that he knew existed. Because Rabbi Yehuda commissioned very late, there exists such a count. In other words, he was saying, in the five main nekudas that a person has in soul, that expresses itself in five meters, my Talmidim took each one, has a different nekud of it. And keep Shashem Hayim Cholakalakim Hamish. Ulakach Amagam came, Hamisha Talmidim. And that's why he counted five Talmidim. He said, I have a Talmud. Each one represents a different nature. Hamiya Bola Hagit in Lahoyt and Graklau. Ubalayt Lakash, the Mina Shafish Kach, Kan Chilik Shalom Shach, the Mina, Kikano Aminian, Kol Erev Me'at. He said, Mina could mean also where you're counting out different inyanim that are chashuv. It's not that I'm, my point is not that I'm trying to tell that each one a mila, but rather I am listing off the milas that I have fine. But on the front of it, it's a lot better the way he said it. The history of Rabbi Elazar Hooker is, Rabbi Elazar Hooker is worse. So that's the first mile. The Shevach Oyser B'Koyach Nash. That's the Koyach HaNivdo in a person. The lower Daga, I think of the dog. Shevach Oyser B'Koyach Nash. She says, Chuna Toiva B'Koyach Nash. Vomish is the Koyach Zoyche. The Koyach HaZoyche is Koyach Nash. The Koyach HaZoyche is Shayach. It's a Koyach Nafshi. The Shubach Koyel. The boy Oymit Kinyin HaChokma. So, he's saying two things. The Shvach is that Kinyin HaChokma exists over here. Kinyin in the sense that this is where a person has something in a permanent way. Those are often where it's not able to build with the Chumash. Kiat Dova should live with Gamri who built in Mishtana. Kiat Dova a Chumri who Mishtana who is spoil. O Loika ha Dova Nivdol a Shein Rishim. So the when something is part of the realm of part of the realm of the things that are physical, there's wear and tear and shinuyim. But when something comes down and there's wear and tear, there's shinuy, but when something is ruchni, there is no shinuy in it. This is what it is. Mashal Ma'adav Adayma. The laws of the Messiah are very, very permanent and very stark in the realm of in the realm of the abstract. triangle, all the laws of Dylan Jamichka about a triangle are perfect in the world of the conceptual triangle. When you come down to the physical triangles, no, you know, there's a little bit Deshmokai Lodun and different in Yanim. It's not exactly that way. It's not perfect. It gets a little chipped. It gets a little broken. It gets a little twisted. But in a world that's not famous, things don't not the Kalashini. So the nefesh is the place where this nikla, all the inyanim that are the chokhma. L'kakra v'ezim tzadkerech ha-nafshi b'bor sitchin ma-betipa min dover she-mekabu v'oimit boi. He's not in the abritipa from the things that he is mekabu and holding. So the klita for yonim of chokhma is a kreach nafshi, and if it's a kreach nafshi, it's tchunas it doesn't forget. Lamashal, let's take another example. A person's body is not trying to be mishtamet. If a person comes to here, it'll change a little bit. There's nothing you can't do a permanent thing in a body really, because the goof gets back again to its previous mountain. The current is the only Indian that shayach to have something like that with people stay there. So if he has a very strong tuna bath, it'll stay like that. Okay. The shemach achav the shemach nani asher l'aritoy. Ramana of the kreach ha-nefesh is the nefesh of the goof. If the kreach ha-nefesh needs to have a nefesh, So basically he's saying that Asher Lavetoy means his Mila is a Mila that needed to have come before also. It says the Baal Tanya brings the Moshe from the Zohar Kaddish that the type of neshama that a person has when he's born is kuloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilu, there's no shtadlus in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides which neshama goes where, and that's why you could have a nashim shutim b'yaisa as veicha to children that are, you know, maloy ha'olam and vice versa. But what he calls the levushim for the nefesh are totally the kedusha of the parents, the shav tibuk. In other words, there's a chelek kilu within which it is. Let's give a muscle, just with Shabbos or even a little bit. Sometimes you have a person who's very, very bright, but he has a limited vocabulary and limited life experiences. And when he's looking for terms and words and metaphors to express his ideas, amount of kalim that he has within which to express it is limited. So there's an meaning of having a kli that is good. And then he says, on the far as the kli goes, that's like totally where it came from. So a person can have a high neshama, but it's wrapped around in a kli that's coarse. It's fair. So the bush of the nefesh, that's it. And he was so good. Everybody said, Aya, he's so wonderful to have such a nachas, to have such a child. That wouldn't be saying a shirach. I mean, that would not be telling us any special shirach about him. I mean, it would leave us clueless as to the mitzvah of the shirach. The way the Maharal is explaining it is, it's a tight, actually a lot of things is a very specific type of shirach, because only in a certain area, in a certain place, is the mila of the person a reflection of a lot of things. So when there was, in the Yonam of Chaimah, when there was a zichuch from the door before, it carries on.
And just in the first paragraph that we learned about Isha, that and she's Neita El Hisarn and Chaimer. So I understand that a woman is Isaac in Yan Elam Hazen, and she doesn't have the Seich on the Chachma of Chulu. But it's always bothered me, like, is it synonymous that the concept of being Neita El Chaimer to. I mean, Shuv Lechem Poyim Lechamar, Amadeim Lechamar has to do with Taiva. I mean, Fakaret, we always find that Nashim are much more Mufka from Taiva and from Chumri and Averis and the Midbar and, you know, all these things. Fakaret, we find that women are much more in Mechavavis Haaretz and Muchen for Ruchnias and so on. So it seems to be almost that Chachma and is synonymous over here with Chomer. I mean,
well, it's synonymous. synonymous with chaimer, when we say that women are synonymous with chaimer, so we're talking about the punim of chaimer in chachma itself. In other words, when it says in chachma lashem el beselach, the man brings in, the man is a yesh me'ayindik a person. In other words, he goes to a field that's barren and plants seeds, brings a wheat, flax, the woman, and he brings, and he takes sheep, and he brings wool. The woman's chachma is to take the wool and to make it into something, into a clothing, wearable. It's to create wool. So her darga of chachma is a lot more in the practical life of it, in how the chachma expresses itself, and how it finds in the tears. That's why a woman with teva has much less patience. What we call love with nishtika would not go well with the nishtika, because it's abstract. It's not going anywhere. It's just kind of up in the air. Our species that is up in the air, she needs to get a much more knowledge. And my Rebbe Reb Nachum, his expression for a bacher who was not a lamdin was a very praktischer bacher, very practical. In other words, yes, the lamdin system is that way, but it's not something that you need mamashish for your diet. It's like some people enjoy chayshin mishpidika type of vinyan and mishpashin mishpidika because they deal with principles. And some people enjoy our chaim there because they deal with things. So in this case, the chomis, by an ever, the chomis is very garua. In other words,
right. It's not the same netiya elachomer as an eved.
Right. There's a mishpukif, but it's not the same sense of avdev esker and yichalei.
Right.
Like the short questions in Tyrus.
Right.
But in terms of the, that there is a netiya chomer that expresses itself in a system of the gavad chachmas, that is there. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Shkarach.
The Shabbos.
Next
week, I think it'll have to be Tuesday again.
Okay.
So we'll make it Tuesday, and if I think of any change, I'll call up Rabbi Yaakov.
Okay.
Okay.
Shkarach. Paul Pinsch.